Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Bulgaria aligns with the statement made by the European Union. Let me start by underscoring the key role of technical cooperation for the promotion and protection of human rights and the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals. Since its inception in 1955, the UN Technical Cooperation Program in the field of human rights has been an effective instrument for the prevention of conflict and grave human rights violations. We therefore encourage states to continue their active cooperation with the Human Rights Council, the OHCHR, and the Voluntary Fund, and to continue supporting their work. We also highlight the need for predictability and sustainability of the funds provided by states in order to attain tangible and sustainable results. Turning now to specific cases, I would like to welcome the fruitful cooperation of the government of Georgia with the OHCHR and its commitment to engage effectively with the UN human rights mechanisms. Nevertheless, Bulgaria notes with concern the recent legislative developments in Georgia, especially regarding the adoption of the law on the transparency of foreign influence. We encourage Georgia to continue working closely with the OHCHR to promote respect, protection, and fulfillment of human rights. Bulgaria reaffirms its consistent and strong support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia within its internationally recognized borders. We are concerned about the continuing negative implications of measures and practices imposed by the de facto authorities in the occupied Georgian regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia, as well as the ongoing human rights violations resulting from discrimination based on ethnic grounds, particularly affecting ethnic Georgians. We renew our call for immediate and unimpeded access for the OHCHR, international and regional human rights organizations and mechanisms to the occupied Georgian regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. I thank you.